Daniel Kim does join us now, KBO Insider for DKTV in South Korea. And we appreciate you taking a couple of minutes here for us, Daniel. And before we get to maybe some of the specifics on what the KBO is looking to do, I just want to ask you, you know, how's everything in South Korea? How's life in South Korea? How's everyone adjusting to, you know, the realities of COVID-19 in South Korea?
Okay. Thanks for having me, guys, by the way. Things are almost back to normal. I would say somewhere between like about 60%. We're not fully back yet, but if you're out on the street, you see people. But at the same time, it's not as crowded as before. So we're not in a lockdown situation. So we do normal things. If we need to go out, we go out. There are some people sitting at cafes. So it's coming back slowly, but I think things are looking better here, obviously, with the everyday positive COVID-19 cases are going down at this point. So things are getting a lot better here.
So, you know, as far as the KBO goes, you know, we understand, like you said, it's day-to-day, and obviously everything's up in the air, but you know, how confident are officials around the KBO that, you know, the 21st, which is less than a week away, they'll be able to start spring training and play the four games each that they're hoping to?
I think that given the situation, the word confident is not, we're not going to be able to use that word for a while because things can change just in a couple of days. Right now, we are just hopeful that it's going to be first week of May. But at the same time, the officials at KBO, they're just taking things like pretty much day to day right now because, you know, they're afraid of a second wave that may happen. So when they announced the schedule yesterday, they just talked about having the preseason games. And in about a week, they're going to meet again and then announce the regular season. So I think they're just taking very slow steps. And although the things are coming back to normal, I think the KBO folks are, you know, they just want to make sure that everything's good before they make any big decisions.
So, Daniel, what have the medical protocols been for players who have been coming and going from their homes, like from the outside world, let's say, to the team facilities? What have the teams been doing to, I guess, facilitate that, considering, you know, you're still dealing with the effects of the pandemic?
Well, when they first walk into the stadium or the facility, their temperatures are checked, and they have this monitor thing where, you know, they could kind of scan you and make sure that you're healthy in terms of the temperature-wise. And once they enter into the stadium, you know, their temperatures are checked throughout the day, make sure that all of them are healthy. And if someone shows any signs of somewhat of a high fever, that player gets sent to the testing facility, and everyone else gets sent home, and the facility, all the stadium gets quarantined right away. And until the players' results come out, whether it's positive or negative, you know, all the players are told to stay at home. And once the test results come back, you know, come back to normal. There were a couple of cases where, you know, a couple of players were shown some high fever, but fortunately, they came negative. So things just came back to normal, but those are the things. That's the reality right now at this point.
Daniel Kim's with us, KBO Insider for DKTV, Josh Goldberg, Show Ali across the Sportsnet Radio Network. So we've seen, you know, Major League Baseball, Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic reported the possibility of Arizona being a site for Major League Baseball to hold games and, you know, isolate the players at hotels. And one of the things that stood out to me was stationing players in the stands so they weren't in the clubhouse and they weren't in the dugout in close proximity. Is that something that the KBO is looking to do? If they do stage games, are the players going to be in the dugout, or do you think they'll try and spread them out in the fans to keep them, you know, 6 or more feet apart?
I haven't heard that yet with KBO, but right now when they're having intra-squad games, there are players and managers and staff members that are wearing masks inside the dugout. But in terms of the actual dugout operation, it was pretty much the same as before. But right now, like I said before, things are, you know, getting better. So I think that, you know, we're going to definitely, if we do start the season, we're going to start without any fans in the stands. But in terms of players in the dugout, I haven't heard anything different or anything new or any other special plans yet.
So, Daniel, when you came to Dunedin earlier, of course, before the pandemic and everything was going on, of course, a large part of a lot of Korean baseball fans we saw was, of course, with the new addition to the Blue Jays squad, Hyunjin Ryu. What has been your experience following Hyunjin Ryu, and how excited are you to see him start hopefully soon with the Blue Jays?
Well, you know, I've seen him with Hanwha Eagles when he was in KBO, and I've seen him with Dodgers last 7 seasons, and I got to cover him again at Dunedin, his first year with the Jays. Well, one thing I can tell you is that he's been the same player, same type of a person. He doesn't change, which I think is a good thing. Whether he's playing in Korea or with the Dodgers or Toronto Blue Jays, you know, he sticks to his routine. He sticks to his, you know, his plans. So I didn't, in terms of Hyunjin Ryu himself, you know, he looked pretty much the same. So that's part of, I think, Hyunjin's game. He doesn't get rattled. He doesn't get intimidated. He doesn't get scared, or he doesn't get too excited about anything. So, you know, it was Hyunjin himself. But I think, you know, this situation with Toronto Blue Jays, I think he's walking into a completely, somewhat of a new experience for him, being a leader, being an ace, being, I guess, one of the veterans on the team. So I did notice that, you know, he feels the sense of somewhat of a responsibility to be a leader in the clubhouse, which I think he hasn't really, you know, that wasn't really the case with the Dodgers, because with the Dodgers, there were so many guys with a ton of experiences as well. So he didn't really need to step out there. But one thing I can tell you is that, you know, he seems to be embracing that role. So it was overall good experience. I mean, it was everything went smooth at Dunedin. And also he looked really, really good on the mound as well. So, you know, it's a little bit disappointing that everything has stopped, but I think, you know, I'm confident to say that, you know, he's off to a pretty good start with the Jays.
Yeah, I think a lot of Jays fans are excited to hear you say that, Daniel, because I think a lot of people are really excited to see Hyunjin Ryu pitch for the Blue Jays, hopefully sooner rather than later, of course. I had actually watched a couple of your videos on your YouTube channel a couple of months ago when you were publishing some of them during training camp, definitely in part, but there was some parts on there with Danny Jansen, for example, eating some Korean treats, which was really fun to see. What was, to you, the most fun part of your trip, let's say non-Hyunjin Ryu related, to Dunedin to watch the Jays?
Well, I got to, you know, meet a lot of the players. You know, I was there for almost 2 months, so by the time, like, you know, I got to really, like, you know, talk to the players, you know, off camera as well. It was a, you know, guys like Danny Jansen, Bo Bichette, Trent Thornton, very likable guys. You know, we talked about baseball as well. So it was, I can tell you that it was a lot different than covering the Dodgers. It's different feel in the clubhouse. Not saying that anyone, you know, one is better than the other, but I did sense that it was much younger clubhouse, but at the same time, you know, there were much more like energy in, I felt from the Blue Jays clubhouse as well. So it was overall, you know, 2 months with the Jays. I got to see the players every day. So by the time I was about to leave, I felt really good about the season, the Toronto Blue Jays. I thought that the Jays could surprise some people once the season started. It was a positive experience for me. And coaches like Pete Walker, they were very, nice to us as well. So I was really excited about the team. Before I got there, I wasn't sure what to expect. I knew that there were a lot of young players, but once I got there, I kind of got the what the plans are, what Ross Atkins and Spiro, what they had built. I definitely walked, came back to Korea, realizing that what the plan was and what the direction the Jays were heading at this point.
Daniel, before we let you go, have you heard how Ryu's doing? I understand, you know, he stayed in Dunedin. He was staying at Russell Martin's house. His wife's pretty far along in her pregnancy. Is there any, you know, just update on how he's hanging in there in Dunedin with everything going on?
You know, he's doing best. You know, he's a little bit, you know, I guess most of the difficult part with the players is that, you know, they need to stay in shape. But at the same time, they don't know when the games are going to start. So they don't really have a, like a date, like where, you know, something that they can, you know, target. And that's the most difficult thing. I spoke to his trainer, about a week ago. He's doing well. He's working out as much as he can, but the most difficult part for Hyunjin, I'm sure, and with the older players as well, is that, they don't know how long this is going to last. So, you know, I think the players need to, you know, they are used to having a target date, opening date, reporting date, so that they could kind of build themselves up. But at this point, you know, they don't really have anything. So psychologically and physically, that's been the most difficult part. But in terms of living in, staying in Florida, you know, he's doing the best. He's doing the best as he can. When I spoke to the trainer, you know, his spirit is pretty good. He's not by himself. He's got his wife is there as well. I think she's about like 7 months pregnant right now. So, you know, a difficult situation, but, you know, he's doing, you know, he's trying to, you know, keep his spirit up with his wife around. And also he's got his translator with him as well. I mean, they don't live together, but they, you know, they see each other every day. So he's not like completely by himself alone, which I think is a good thing. But as you can imagine, you know, he's definitely not sure about the future. So that's been the most difficult part for Hyunjin.
Absolutely. You know, just for everyone, a lot of uncertainty, regardless of where you are right now. Hopefully, you know, things continue to steadily improve there in South Korea, and hopefully we'll have KBO baseball early on in May. We appreciate you taking a couple of minutes for us. Best to you, best to everyone there in South Korea, and we will chat again soon.
Thanks for having me once again, and hopefully, you know, I could be back in Toronto sometime soon, and I hope you guys stay safe. I hope all the Blue Jays fans stay safe, and hopefully we can get back baseball sometime in the near future as well.